What's up with it? Do it cause I love it and I stuck with it. We ain't with the subbing in the cut with it. Please none of the talks, I heard enough of it. Like, what you gonna do? Where you at? Who you with? You ain't really about this. Don't talk about it. Really on the move, on the map, never slip. Keep your hands to your lips, don't talk about it. Real eyes, real eyes, real eyes. All the time, stand on it, if we said it, we don't walk around it. Loose lips, ink shifts, red cup, blue strips. New phone, who this? No, we don't allow it. Really on go, I don't know what's an off day. Now we on road, came from smoking in the hallway. Now we got shows, boys feeling like Broadway. Always look both ways, even on a crossway. Driving down Cross Bay, our town Barclays. Really on big teams, came up a small way. Championship rings, baby, that's a ball game. Oh, she want a little bag, baby, that's small change. Yeah, that money talk. If we ain't cool, then cut me off. No breaking news, don't run your mouth. Thought it was the plug, now he running off. Thought it was a plug, now he running off. What you gonna do? Where you at? Who you with? You ain't really about this. Don't talk about it. Really on the move, on the map. Never slip. Keep your hands to your lips. Don't talk about it. Real eyes, real eyes, real eyes.
What's popping, everyone? Thank you for tuning in. Press that play button. Very special guest today. We have comedian Rich Morgan joining the show. And I'm sorry, I don't have any beautiful weed footage for you this week. I really don't. I'm sorry. I was fighting the flu all week. But we're better, we're here, and it'll be back next week, I promise. Well, not next week. I'll explain later. But anyways, let's get to the show. Rich Morgan.
Yo, what's going on? Day in the man. I'm glad you're doing better. I'm glad you're over that flu thing, man. Bunch of water.
Yeah, that shit sucks, man.
Yeah, bro. Making I want to do nothing. Just lay in the bed all day.
Right. And you see, I got to work and shit. Fuck. It is what it is. But anyways, yeah, take a few seconds to introduce yourself to the people out there.
Okay, man. Hey, I'm Rich Morgan, man, from Tyler, Texas. I live in Dallas now. I've been doing comedy now about 2 years. I'm gonna say about 2 years taking the series. Taking the series about two years now. Born and raised in Tyler, moved to Dallas about 8 years back. Never thought this was a part of it, but here we are now.
Right, yeah. I don't see you a lot on social media. Like Facebook, I see you doing reels and stuff, but I did hear in like one of your reels that you don't want to be a social media comedian.
No,
you want people to come see you, see me.
yes. Seriously, nothing against those guys that want to go that route to do it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And really, they're winning. If you figure it out and get to going with it, it's a beautiful process. I salute to it. But just when I got started, what I think about comedy is the hard work, the club work that the comics had to go through. And that's what made it genuine. So you never knew when you was going to get that moment, get that break. So every time had to be a performance. It wasn't no you didn't know back then. It was no redo. It was always the show right then and there. And I think that was the genuine part. It wasn't rehearsed all the time. You couldn't stop it and redo it. No, it was right then and there. Mm-hmm. Were you good enough on the spot? So I think that's where it comes from for me. Like, I want to get back to that. So I feel like my process might take me a little longer, but at the end with what I'm going for, it'll be worth it.
I think that's what's
in the box.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I just don't want to be in a box. I feel like they get to a certain point sometimes and then they just box them off. Mm-hmm. I want to show that I have range.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I feel you on that one. Like, I do see like people out there, like there are shortcuts to be taken. There are out there if you want to take them. But I'd rather not. I'd rather be along for the ride. I want the bumps in the road. I want the curves and the sticks and everything like that. I want the challenges. That's what makes making it even better.
Even better. It's part of the journey. It make you, man, and see, doing it that way, I go through so much more, man. Just being able to go out, because you know when COVID happened, everything stopped. There was no interaction with nobody. And, you know, some people got stuck in that mindset to where they don't even want to go out and do things no more. But me, mm-hmm. I always want to be out and do something. Even since a kid, I always want to be outside moving around. So for me to go to the clubs and stand up on stage and do it, that's fun for me. You know what I mean? That's fun for me to go do it that way. I love it to to do it that way. It add to the story. It add to the storyline to do it that way for me.
Right. Yeah. It's like it builds character too. Damn it.
Right.
Like when you go up there and you bomb, like trust me, it humbles you, and you're like, damn. Like so, when is it? Did you bomb your first time, or was it like your second or third time up there? Because I know you bombed. Everyone bombed. Everyone bombs.
You know what? I'm be honest. I saw it's crazy. I saw you had Gastor on your on the show.
Yeah,
he does. I can't think of it. That was on Comedy Central. What's the name of it?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch it all the time too. I love that show.
Yeah, man. He had a set on.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they were just telling their true stories. I can't think of the name of it. So I tried to do this. What is it?
This isn't happening.
That's the name. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dan. This isn't happening, man. And I stumbled across it. And I seen Ali Sadiq, and then I just got in there. So I kept watching it. And that's when I learned that comedy. You can't watch so much, especially if you're going to go do a set. So I watched it, man, and I tried to go up there and tell a story. That was the worst thing I could have ever done, man. I tried to go up there and story tell like this was the worst, bro. Like, I feel bad for myself, bro. You know, the walk of shame, man. I don't know. I just went straight to the car. I didn't go to the bar for the drink. I went straight to the car, bro. And I was like, man, what are you doing?
You guys gonna have my tickets? See you later.
Yeah, bro. I was gone. That was it for me that second time, bro. And after that, I was like, nah, you know. So now when I do sets, I don't even watch TV. I just watch old documentaries. I got an old KC documentary. That's all I watch. I won't watch TV at all. I won't get on the phone. One, so I won't be influenced by other material, other content. I don't do none of that. I just watch the same documentary over and over, and I sit and I write down and I think. And that's how I come up with my own material. So I know it's not coming from nobody. Like, it's my own fresh material. So that's how I started writing, and that's how I started to elevate when I learned what I was doing.
I think watching other stand-up comedians and other people and doing homework on them, I think it unintentionally sometimes makes it like you're stealing their jokes because you subconsciously heard it. Right. And you think you came up with it, and then you say it on stage, and someone's just like, "Yeah," you know. I think it happened with Louis C.K. and Dane Cook lately.
This was recent.
Yeah, like Dane Cook came up with like some joke that Louis C.K. did like 4 years ago, and in an interview, Dane Cook's like, "I didn't even realize I did it." He's like, "Until I actually went back and saw the C.K. Lewis." He's like, oh shit. He goes, then I had to go apologize to CK about it. But
right. Hey, but I can respect that part for him to go back and apologize for doing that. You know what I mean? Because I'll be honest with you. Look, I done got on stage sometime and I done said something from somebody that I heard because I just got up there just talking to rent. I done use somebody else's or Peter Bernie Mac. I done use some of his too. That's just me being honest. You know, I get up there, get stuck, dry mouth, get blank minded. Yeah, I done threw some of Bernie. So yeah, don't burn the people. Y'all don't sue me. I'm telling the truth right now. Y'all don't try to sue me. I already said it. I told I use some of Bernie. RIP to the goat.
Some people can see it as like a form of flattery, though. It's like, oh yeah, he watches me. It's cool. Like, whatever.
Bro, I love Bernie Mac, man. I watch him. My wife be like, oh my gosh, again tonight with it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I love Bernie Mac too. It's so sad that he went out because of pneumonia. Something so simple, but deadly at the same time.
Right. Who's some of your favorites?
Oh, my stand-ups? John Mahoney is one of them. I really like John Mahoney. What else is there? Dave Chappelle, obviously. Right. Chris Rock. Yep. Dane Cook used to be. But he kind of fell off, and he got a little crazy for me. But he kind of got to the point where he was doing this a little too much. And I'm just like, dude, I'm high. Leave me alone. I don't need your arms flailing in my face. I'm trying to laugh. But yeah, I'd say my Mount Rushmore would be probably like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, probably Ralphie May. I really like Ralphie May.
Yeah, yeah, five. Rest in peace, yeah. Yeah, man, five.
What about you? What do you got? Who's your top four?
Ooh, top four. Bernie Mac. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
Yep.
Another one, man. I don't know if you know who he is. Tyler Craig, man.
Tyler Craig,
bro. Rest in peace. He passed, bro. But oh man, you gotta find one of his sets, bro. He amazing. Oh, you limited me to only four. Oh.
Oh wow. Yeah, I might have to look him up.
Sure, yeah, man. You gotta check him out, bro. He's brilliant. RP Tyler Craig.
It's hard to get on the spot, isn't it?
Man, I'm not gonna lie. Red Fox,
that's a good one too, yeah.
And I'm trying to get somebody. It's hard, this last one that I want to put out there.
Now,
oh man, that's tough, man. Just rock.
You gotta pick just Bruce, four.
Bruce. Yeah, I gotta put Bruce in there, man.
Yeah, let Bruce hit it.
I got it, man. What? Come on. Come on, man.
I used to like Bruce. And we get on stage on BET and he just danced too. He's a big guy that moves. He can dance.
Well, he can move, he can get out.
Right. Right.
Bro, like, yeah, I had to put him in there, man, because I come up watching Comic View. That's kind of what sparked it for me.
Comic View, yeah.
Yeah, man. I love that, bro. I wish that would come back. I love Comic View, bro.
Like, there's a lot of them. Like, there's a lot of, like, those comedy shows that need to come back, because even Comedy Central is faded away from the comedy spotlight, too.
Right.
I was like, why? Why are you fading away from this? It's all Netflix now. Everyone's doing Netflix specials. You don't see an HBO comedy special anymore, do you?
No, not at all. Something real raw, just like that. I think Carlos Miller deserved one like that. I don't know if he got one.
Yeah, Carlos Miller needs to be it. Yeah,
Carlos Miller needs a good special. Yeah, it's his time. Yeah, he's been putting in work.
Like carrying Nick Cannon's ass all these years.
You said that, man. Not me. Nick might want me to jump on one of his shows. I ain't gonna say nothing about Nick. Nick, I'm out here. Yeah, holla at me.
Hey, any publicity is good publicity, right? Nick Cannon's yelling at you. I think that did something right.
Yeah, man. I'll take it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, what made you choose the comedy route? Like, what you just happened to stumble upon it? You just like, I want to make people laugh for a living?
Man, I was driving trucks. You know what I mean? I was driving trucks. And my body started to get tired.
Right.
Like, people talk about the side of truck driving where it's all the money. Get out of money. That's right. You can make some money. That's true. But it's hard on your body. You know what I mean? Like, when I joke about having arthritis and bad feet, that's real life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I wanted to try to take a break from it, but I knew my wife wasn't just gonna let me be like, hey, I quit, and then just sit at home. Nah. Right. So I was like, well, let me try. She was like, well, okay, well, just give it all you got. You're gonna have to treat it like a job. You're gonna have to grind for it. And if you do it like that, I'll support you. So at that time, she let me go out there and do it. Money was already tight. So I was like, what's the best asset I have left? My mouth.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. So I did an open mic. I did my first open mic at Twilight in Fort Worth.
Okay.
It's a comedy club in Fort Worth, Texas. It's Late at Night Mona. She runs Clouds Eye Comedy. It's a whole scene out there in Fort Worth, Texas. Shout out to Mona. She was the first person to ever bring me up. And I did better than I thought, excuse me. But, man, I was so nervous. I had never been that nervous. I have done a lot of things in life. But I had never been so nervous in my life to go up there and talk in front of people. But growing up, I always was good with talking to people, but not in that city.
Right.
So I got up there, and I'll never forget when she brought me up, she the only one who clapped. Didn't nobody clap or nothing. She the only one who clapped. And she was like, okay. And she was like, if they don't clap for you, oh, well, you just have fun.
Right.
I did a set. Man, and at the end, I got a few claps and a few laughs. Man, after you get that first laugh on stage, it's kind of like,
right.
And then after that, man, I fell in love with it. I want to do it again and again. And then I was like, okay, I figured out how to do it on stage. Now, how do I make money? How do I bring in an income, man? Okay, I started putting myself out there a little bit more and a little bit more and build a little bit more here. A lot of times I had to lose. I lost a lot early on. You know, I was so excited about being able to be on the show. I lost financially early on because I was just excited because somebody wanted me. And it was, you know, I run down there and I run somewhere and I do a show and I'm like, okay, Tony, they're like, oh, okay, you ain't gonna get paid this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it happens. It's a part of the comedy game. I'm not the first. I won't be the last. You know what I mean? But shout out to everybody who ever paid me. I appreciate it. But, you know, some didn't, some did. But, you know, then I just had to understand now the business side. And that's what side I'm on now.
Right.
It's giving me building the brand, paperwork, things like that. Knowing how to do what I'm doing and then getting my money's worth. Like, because I'm going to put on a show. And shout out to every comedian in East Texas. Rod the Comedian, man. Tomcat. Bro, these guys, man, every show I do that I hit them up that I put together, they jump on it, man. These are some great comics, man. You should look them up, man. We started putting sets together all through East Texas, and we kind of put together a little tour, and we ran through East Texas, and then that kind of gave me a little buzz, and just kept going from there. And as I would grow, I knew I'd really, sometimes it would get dry for me. Like, I go through these dry spells where I wouldn't be doing nothing. So that's when I picked up the phone a little bit more, just a little bit more. Then I figured out, okay, well, I can get a little income off the phone. I see why they do this like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I put it all together, and here we are, Dan. I put it all together, and here we are, Dan. I stuck to the plan. My wife, she ain't made me get no job, not yet.
not yet.
Well, not yet. No. She let me grind this out.
Yeah, that means you're doing something right. You're on the right track then. She believes in you.
Working.
If you got the right woman, she believes in you.
Yeah, she do. For real.
That's right. Now I've seen another one of your reels on Facebook, and it was the Uber driver, which was pretty fucking hilarious, bro.
I appreciate it.
Just like that was be like the complete like the hood version of Uber. Like, yeah, Yeah. You guys eat the gas. The whole gas thing was funny. Yeah, it's not, gas isn't included, so you got to sign this waiver.
Say, bro, but that's real life, though. I'm really hustling like that for real. Sometimes somebody might be like, hey, can you run me somewhere? Yeah, but you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to give me the gas. But y'all know we cool and all. We free. But go and fill it up.
Right.
You're going to have to go and fill this up. This ain't free no more, man. We're going to have to do that. Look, Dan. 99.8% of things I put on that phone either happened to me as a child or sometime in my life.
Right.
I don't make up nothing. I just really think about what happened to me in that moment on the past tense and I bring it back to life. That's really what it do. I'm just telling my life story. This is my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just make it comical. I feel like everything funny. You gotta find joy in your day. Got to find time to laugh. So I try to laugh all day.
And that's pretty much how it is with like people with creative personalities is they went through some kind of struggle in their lifetime early on. And like they either found a way to laugh at it. They found a way to encourage people or to be like some kind of like inspirational speaker or whatever. Or trying to, motivational speaker. That's what I was looking for. And just trying to use their negatives as positives, and I think most creative people do that. Like myself, I had a rough upbringing too. Not really an upbringing, but from the ages from birth to like four was kind of But after that, it was fine. Everything was fine. But you find the humor in it. You learn to laugh at yourself because that way the pain doesn't feel that much better. I'm getting emotional. Cheers, guys.
See, I had a beautiful upbringing, man. I come from a two-parent household. He was beautiful for me. You know what I mean? I got to be honest. My neighborhood, man, everybody know. Everybody come to my house. My parents, the door's always open.
Yeah.
Shout out to my parents, RP to my dad. But it's crazy you said that. That's actually what Rich stands for. Raw Inspiration Changing Hearts. You was talking about, take it, that's what Rich stands for. That's where the name come from. I mean, it's off my name, but that's the acronym for it, man. That's I inspired to change hearts, bro. I want, man, if you just feeling sad and you wake up in the morning, you see something crazy, if you just get a little chuckle, you know, that's good for me. Right. That's good for me. You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes we just need to relax and laugh and go on about your day. Sometimes we take things too serious.
Right. Yeah, it's like it's when people ask me, why did I start my podcast? I'm like, for the average Joe that just wants something to do for the, like, then for an hour.
Right.
You know, it's like you just want to come out here, you know, forget about life, smoke a little bit of green with me, laugh, listen to music, whatever. We can do that. And that's why we started the podcast. So you can just chill out for an hour, forget about life.
For sure, man. So what, you in Michigan, bro?
Yeah, I live in a small city in about 2.5 hours north of Detroit. It's called Midland, Michigan. The only city in our Tri-City area that doesn't allow dispensaries to be here. They don't want dispensaries in our city. What? So we have to still have to drive. I mean, granted, it's not the drive to the place where we used to have to go, but right. It's a little safer. We just have to drive like a half hour to 45 minutes away to get it, but we do have one about 20 minutes away out of town that's breaking ground in on 420 actually.
So at least it's legal. It's not even legal in Texas.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it's not even legal in Texas.
Like, is it decriminalized at least, or like?
Yeah, I think it is now. Like, only in Dallas County, I believe. I don't want to say too, but I think in Dallas County, I think if you got less than an ounce or something, they just give you like a ticket or something like that now. But it used to be bad, bro. Man, it was horrible. It's horrible in Texas, but you won't get caught with none of that in Texas.
Mm-mm. Right. Mm-mm. It was the same. Yeah, I've gotten caught. I got caught once when it was illegal, and luckily, the cop just made me stomp it out on the pavement and then break my bowl. And I was like, you bastard.
Yeah.
That hurts. I'm sorry, but as a stoner, you earn that. You work hard, you go and you go to a friend's house on a shady part of town, and you get this bag of weed. It's really not that good. But you've earned that. And that's your reward for getting through the week or getting through the day, is you get to smoke that bowl. But yeah, when the cop goes, here, crush this into the sidewalk, I'd rather go to lockup for like a
overnight.
Right. Like, can you just keep this for me and then lock me up for like a day and I'll come back and have it?
You know? Oh man, that's crazy though. At least he let you make it though. At least some of them don't let you make it.
Nope. Luckily he tried to get me a snitch too. There ain't no snitch, guy. Like, who'd you get this from? Some guy? Some dude? You never snitched.
I'm from a small town too though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We east of Dallas. Like, we going back to Louisiana. Yeah, Tyler, Texas.
Tyler, Texas.
Okay. Tyler, Texas. Rose City. They known for the road. Got a bunch of flowers down there. That's what they want, Rose City. But it's a small town too, man. Be careful when you're driving through it. Slow down.
Slow down. Yeah.
But they building the city up now. I have to be honest. It's growing. It's growing. The population is growing. They're doing a lot more with the schools. The sports program is thriving, all that. So they're building it up, man. It's getting better and better. Shout out to North Tyler, Texas. Baby. We here.
That's right. That's pretty much what the cannabis is doing here in Michigan. It's like building up revenue and like just, you know, it's building up jobs, revenue, and all that stuff, bringing up positive things here in Michigan. I just want to – Texas got to get on board, dude. There's only 18 states, though. Everyone in Texas or a few states is legal, but it's really just a handful of states that are illegal, and I just happen to be in one of them.
I'm going to keep it true with you. Once Texas figure out how they want to make their money out of it, it'll come on. They got to figure out how they want to make their money. Once they figure out their side of the money, they'll let it go. They just got to figure out how to make their money.
There's a bunch of real estate out there.
Yeah.
It could work. I mean, come on. You can grow some killer-ass shit in Texas. Guarantee it.
Man, come on, man. It's CBD shops and everything everywhere. So even over, it's a matter of time. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of time. Yep. So invest, people.
Yep. Yeah, we can go to 7-Eleven and buy, like, it's very, very low dosage of THC, but we can go to, like, the corner store and buy a joint. What? It ain't going to get you high, but yeah. you can but you can buy it. It's mostly CBD, but it has very little THC in it. But, yeah, you might smoke a few.
And you know what? I got a chance to go out to California,
mm-hmm.
bro, and, you know, with all the dispensaries, bro, I didn't do none of it. I didn't go to not one dispensary, bro.
Oh, wow.
Man, I was working. That's why if you go back and see my content, I got on a blue outfit. If you look at the whole time I'm in California, I got on the same outfit because I was up hustling. I didn't have time to stop. I was really moving, working, and networking with people so much. By the time I realized it, it was time for me to get up and go on a plane. Oh, yeah, to the lady next to me, I did kind of get myself together before I got on that plane, though.
Right.
Yeah, I did change a little bit, but yeah, I didn't even go to it. I was out there working. I didn't even go. So whenever y'all get me out there, man, y'all bring me up there for a show or something, I want to go to some dispensaries out there too.
Right.
So I'm missing out there on the West Coast.
Yeah, we went to Florida, and I couldn't carry with me, obviously, because we were traveling. And I thought since Florida was medically legal, I could go down there and I could grab some once I landed. Right. But no. They're like, nope, not here, buddy. And I was like, damn. And like, I had to go a whole week. And I was like, damn, that sucks. Like, reality hit hard, guys. I know I'm in the happiest place on earth, but damn. It ain't that happy.
You found something, though, didn't you? Tell the
truth. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I know you did. Yeah, I know you found something. You had to.
Yeah, I got to just put the word out. Eventually, it'll happen. Even on the happiest place on earth.
For sure, bro. For sure.
That's right. Exactly. Oh, we got a comment rolling in. See who's tuning in. Oh, there we go. Boom.
Oh, man.
Love, bro. There you go.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to man. That's my brother, man.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not biologically, but that's my brother right there, man. Shout out to Fat Boy. That's my brother.
Oh, love nice. Myself,
man. That's my dog right there. That's my brother.
Yeah, guys.
Too.
Yeah, everyone out there, if you're watching right now, go ahead and leave a comment. We'll get to them. Get a comment going. Here we go.
That's right. Yeah, give me some comment going.
Yeah, shout out to Rich Morgan. Rich Morgan,
for sure, man. I appreciate it, man. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna tell that story on camera. Never mind. Shout out to my brother, man.
See, now I want you to tell me the story, but I'm not going to force it.
I'm going to leave that one off camera. Just know the police were involved, but I'm going to leave that one off camera.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Long time ago, though.
long ago. Yeah. But, yeah, so what would it be, like, who would you want to open for? Like, if you could open for anybody in your entire life that you wanted to, who would you be?
Dead or alive?
Who?
Dead or alive, like...
Okay.
I'm asking, dead or alive?
It doesn't matter. It don't matter.
Man, Bernie Mac. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being backstage with Bernie Mac?
Backstage? Yes, that'd be hilarious.
Bro, come on, man. Come on. Shout out to Danny Field, man. She made my shirt, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man, she made my shirt. I picked it up today and everything. Sorry I left you in traffic. You know my car gets you running hot. I had to pull over a couple of times before I got to you. My car was running hot, baby. I ain't figured out how to do my transmission switch yet. Yeah, right. But she waited on me. She let me get my shirt. It's fly and everything, man.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that you had some merch going on.
Yeah, man. I think we're going to partner up and I'm going to keep these going, man. Dan, I'm going to have to get you one. You got me on your podcast. Yeah. I'm going to have to get you a shirt.
Yeah, I'll wear it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get you one.
You hit me on. I'm gonna have to get you one, man.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I definitely support it. Yep, supporting local people. That's right.
For sure, bro. And shout out to Young Red. He's an artist, man. You should find him. Listen to him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. I'll tag him on some of his material, bro. He dope artist, man. It's a lot of dope artists in East Texas. Matter of fact, Dan, I'm gonna tag you with everybody I know who do everything in East Texas.
That'd be awesome. Let's do it.
No, I'm dead serious, man.
East Texas.
There's so many people that I would have to say their name then, because East Texas, okay, East Texas has never been an entertainment region in Texas. Now, sports-wise, you know, Texas is football in Texas. East Texas, we breed the football athletes, but entertainment has never been big where I'm from. But now, right now, it's at a time where it's growing, bro. Like, it's so much talent. We got Painter, shout out to D-Field. Man, we got all type of artists. Dumb Fool, he's a rapper, man. Shout out to everybody. I can't say everybody's name, man, but shout out to everybody. But then I'm going to tag you on everybody material, bro. Like, we got so many different type of artists going on, man. Got people shooting content, putting it on Tubi TV from East Texas.
Nice.
Man. It's growing, man, at a rapid pace. Because, you know, most of the Texas, they got Dallas. People think of Houston, maybe even Austin, where I'm from. We kind of a country town, and we were there with pride, but now we're growing. You know what I mean? So anything to help my region grow. Right. So, yeah, Dan, I'm going to tell you everybody's stuff, man, for real.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be dope. I'd appreciate that. I've already pretty much tackled Corpus Christi. So, yeah, let's move on to another city and get those guys going.
Hey, man, shout out to Corpus Christi, man. I actually tried out for the Corpus Christi Fury, and I made the team.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, man, this is way back. I went down there, me and my wife, we drove down there, and I tried out for the Corpus Christi Fury, and I made the team. 903, stand up, shout out. But yeah, man, I made the team.
Yeah, nice. Now, did you like play, or are you just like on the practice squad?
Man, look, Corpus Christi, no disrespect, but Dan, I couldn't live down there, man. It wasn't made for me, man. Too much water, man. I didn't realize it was that. I can't stay around all that water.
That's a lot of water.
Man, I can't be around all that water, Dan. No, not with these feet. I can't be around all that water.
Can you imagine just looking out? That's why I'll never go on a cruise, because you can't just look out into eternity of water. Like, that's all that there is water. You, boat, water.
I'm terrified to fly. They got me on a plane, man, but I'd rather drive to get where I'm going. I don't want to be way up there. It ain't nothing. That's too. Why you want to be way up there? Like, why?
I've never flown ever. I've never flown in my life either. I'm
keep
afraid
of heights. And don't fly Spirit.
Don't fly Spirit.
Don't fly Spirit. Yeah. Y'all went in my bag. Y'all broke my zip.
No,
I'm for real. And yeah, it was a carry-on. I fell asleep in the steward. I catch her. Oh, she don't. Yeah, you in my bag, lady. If you don't get out of my bag,
smack her.
Yeah, she trying to give me. I had some hot Cheetos. Yeah, she talking about I had to pay for them. I didn't know. I thought y'all was just giving them away.
You gotta pay for hot Cheetos on an airplane.
American Airlines, yes.
Damn, yeah, pay for everything.
Yeah, they flew me out. They got me good. They flew me out there, American Airlines. I'm ready. I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess I didn't do good in my set, so they flew me back Spirit. I guess I didn't do a good set when I made it out there, because when I flew back, they sent me on Spirit, so I guess I didn't do good when I was out there.
It's like, switch airlines.
Hey, man, guys, shout out to Override, man. Shout out to Freeway Lamar, man. I appreciate y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I got some cats on the West Coast. I got it for you, man.
Nice. Yep,
I got some cats on the West Coast, man. I got to do some work with RP, the AJ Johnson, Ezell.
Yep.
From Friday.
Yep.
He got a brother.
Yeah.
He got a brother named Peanut the Funny Man, bro. He is hilarious, dog.
Cool, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, I love it. That'd be awesome, dude. Yeah, Peanut? Bro. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro. So, man, we're gonna work. Matter of fact, I need to just start being a regular on your show, man. We can. I just need to be out of time. Like, every other week, just have me on.
I can use a co-host from time to time, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, come on, man. I got you.
But yeah, I did see that you were hooked up with Freeway Ricky Ross too. So are you like one of their kings of comedy?
Man, the king. Hey, man. Look,
Kingpins
are coming. Yeah, man. It came about crazy because I shot a video about him because I was watching this documentary, and I didn't even know how deep it ran. So I was like, man, you worried about that for nothing? We already know for real. Like, we know we took your name, so don't even stress about it. I've been I just made the video, you know what I mean, and put it up there. Man, shout out to my brother Billy Tompkins. He was in Nebraska, and he sent it to me that he shared it. And I was like, man, nah, for real? Because I didn't know it was on Instagram. Because I mean, I got an Instagram, but not really.
Right.
And he was like, man, for real, shared it for real. And I was like, what? So I jump on her. And man, look, damn real talk. I shot him a message. Bro, he didn't write me back for like 3 or 4 days. You know what I'm saying? He ain't right. I'm checking it and everything. I'm like, man, he got to hit me back. You know what I'm saying? He shared it. He ain't hit me back for like 3 or 4 days. But he finally got back with me. And it's been a beautiful relationship ever since, man. Shout out to Uncle by the Freeway.
Yep. Yeah, I had Uncle Shitty Slim on. I've had Getty Blue on. I've had Freeway Lamar on.
Oh, shout out to Freeway Lamar. That's who got me out there to Cali.
Yep. Yep. He's been on the show too.
Yep. Boss Play ENT.
Yep. Who else have I had from Freeway? Hustle Joe?
Man, we from the same city. We from the same. We from the same neighborhood.
Yep, he's been on here a couple of times. He came on one of my Answer the Internet specials, and it was hilarious. Great guy.
Man, I'm talking about same science class, sixth grade, Miss Taylor.
He said, oh, no shit.
We from the same hood. Now Tyler, we from the same hood.
Oh, nice. See, shout out to Small World. Small World. Small world. On the internet. Even on the internet.
Even on the internet, man.
Oh, sorry. Do you have anything coming up? Do you have any like gigs coming up or anything that anybody can come see you?
Yeah, man, I got something going on May the 6th. On May the 6th. I'm doing a community event in Chapel Hill, Texas.
Okay.
On May the 6th, start at 10 in the morning. Start at 10 a.m. It's just a community event. I'm gonna be out there with the kids. We're gonna have hot dogs, a big picnic and things like that. And then later on that night, I have a show at Angie's. It's the spot called Angie's, man. It's going to be on some a bunch of land, a bunch of properties, cabins out there. It's a stage out there. You can come out there. It's going to be food. It's going to be drinks. And this is going to be me pretty much on some land with a microphone. And I'm going to have some other comics with me. So we're going to be all the way around. Like, it can't be no filters. It's just going to be us out there having fun.
Right.
Try to swing back the Comic View scene. It's going to be East Texas Country View.
That's right. That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's what's going on next.
Do you prefer playing out or doing outside or inside? Because I know some comedians, like, they can't get the feel when they're outside. Like, do you feel that or no?
Man, honestly, like, if it's cold outside, I got to be inside. Because if I get cold, I cannot do a sit if I'm cold.
Right.
And I really got arthritis for real, man. So when my hand get cold, I lock up for real. I can't do no sit. I can't focus. So I prefer inside. But if I got to be outside, I grind through the pain. But, man, I'd rather be inside. But when I'm outside, it just feel like it's way more freedom. Like, I can just say whatever. When I'm outside, I'm going to say whatever. Because ultimately, if you don't like it and you try to rush the stage, I can run. It's a lot of space. Right. Like, I can run. I ain't in the building. I can get up out of there. You don't like what I say.
Is there any Will Smiths in the crowd?
Man, don't jump on me like that now. I just let you have it.
Right. Yeah, what did you think about that? Like, just for telling a joke. As a comedian, if you told a joke about somebody and they came up and slapped you, what the hell would you do?
I really, man, I would have ducked. He just stood there. You just do something, get up out of there. You could have said boom, scared him or something. He just walking up. You think he being funny. Now, come on, man, as a man, when somebody walking up to you, you can look in their eyes and know what time it is. You hear me? I'm a duck and at least feed them two of them. You gonna have, nah. You
just, right.
I wouldn't care who was watching. I wouldn't care. Nah, man, he should have did something. And then when he ran off or something, I'd at least threw the microphone at his head or something. When he hit him in the back of the head or something. Nah, you ain't just finna. Nah.
Right.
My wife in the front row. I'm explaining that to my wife. Well, if Chris Rock, if he had a woman, what was he supposed to tell his woman after that?
Right, exactly.
I yell at my kids too much to get slapped like that. I, if man, I please, my wife will wear me out. I let somebody tell me. Nah, my wife. Don't be yelling at them. You didn't. Yeah, nah.
You better do you. You better get that.
I'm gonna get out of there, then. I'm gonna do something. We would have had to take a commercial break.
Right. Yeah. Here's the. I saw that Tony Rock was doing a special somewhere, and he said he was like just laying into Will Smith, and
he was cutting him, bro.
Yeah. It was pretty much. He was pretty much laying into Jada, but he got into Will a few times too. But man.
Bro, but yeah, I would have did something though. You know what I'm saying? Even if I wouldn't have got him back that day, he would have had to been sleeping with one eye open for the rest of his life. I would have got him. I would have caught him. You ain't just gonna get away with that. Nah, cause my mama gonna ask me every time I come home, you take care of your business. Yeah, nah, you can't get beat up like that. Yep. Nah.
Nope.
Nah.
Nope.
Not come remember.
Home. Yep. I remember I got beat up one time. And I came home with a bloody lip. My grandma's like, "Did you get in a fight?" And I was like, "Yep." And she goes, "Did you win?" And I go, "No." So she put a 9-volt battery in a sock and tied a knot in it and hands it to me and goes, "Go handle your business."
Hey man, no disrespect to your granny. She must have been some county time.
Right.
Your granny must have been in the county or something. She must have, I already knew she knew how to get right.
Yep. It's like long ass sock too. It's a sock about this long.
Hey man, don't feel bad, bro. I got beat up in my own front yard.
Yeah, that's where it happened too. It wasn't in my front yard, but it was in the street in my front yard.
See, at least you was on the street. I was literally in my front yard.
Oh damn.
Yeah. I tried to throw one. He was already. Shout out to Lil Head, man. He whooped me. RP Mike D, he made us fight. But oh well, I tried. I did my thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We fought again later, but you know, neighborhood stuff. I love him to this day.
Yeah. Being a kid back then was rough. It was fun. A lot of fun. Playing outside. I feel bad. I feel bad for the new generation nowadays. I do. You guys are going to know what outside is.
Well.
Might as well not even be in outside. It's about house to house to house to house.
Damn. You know, I told you. I sub from time to time. Uh-huh. I genuinely ask the kids, hey, man, y'all want to go outside for recess and run around?
Right.
Can we just sit in here and watch? Y'all want to sit? It's beautiful outside. No, you know what? Matter of fact, I picked for us. We going outside.
Right.
Every time I got a class, we going outside. I don't care what it. We going outside.
We'd get geeked when the teacher's like, "You guys want to have class outside today?" We're like, "Fuck yeah!"
Let's go.
It's nice out. Picnic tables. Hell yeah!
Come on, man. Field day ain't even the same, man. Field day was a big deal back. Did y'all have field day?
Yeah, yep. We did field day.
Bro, that was a big deal.
Yeah,
man. I mean, they still have it, but it ain't. I mean, so many rules now. Uh-huh. You know, he can't have peanuts and he can't be around this and now. God, Jesus Christ.
Right. This guy's allergic to dirt. This kid can't have dirt on him. He'll never break out. It's like, come on, man.
I tell parents, listen, when these kids are at school, they in school. They gonna be rough. They gonna play. So don't send me no note telling about that baby shoe. Well, you shouldn't have sent them up here with them shoes on.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but we're gonna go outside and play.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Mess up his shoes. Damn. Yep. Miss the old days. Olden days. But yeah, I don't want to take too much time out of your day, but I do want to thank you for coming on. And if you could, real quick, just tell these people where they can find you.
Okay, man. I appreciate you, Dan, man. Y'all can find me on Facebook at Rich Morgan and Facebook Rich Comedy. Those are two separate pages. I also have an Instagram at money_makingrich. And that's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. No TikTok, no Twitter type. I don't got none of that. I'm basic. I'm old school. Find me on Facebook or you can find me on the stage.
Yeah, that's right. Go see him. He's funny.
Please and thank you.
Right.
Next show I got coming up, man, I'll make sure I post a fly at least. Because, you know, sometimes I'm inconsistent.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it happens. It happens.
Oh, I don't know, man. I got a bootleg laptop, man. It went into a deep freeze. I don't know. It might cut off on you, Dan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, this computer will restart in 10 minutes for maintenance purposes, man. I don't know. I done ran up the time on it. It ain't mine. It's a rental.
Oh.
The laptop is a rental. So I don't know. I guess I didn't pay. Baby, look. You didn't pay the bill on the laptop. Well, I got 10 minutes left. I'm happy to. You think I'm playing? I wish I could think. Hold on. Here they going to think I'm playing.
TV going to shut
it. Yeah, they going to think I'm playing, man. I'm going to try to record it real quick.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Here you go, right here. Let me see. Come on, camera.
So this computer will self-destruct in 5, 4.
Yeah. I see. I'm on Dan Levy right now. It's going to a deep freeze for me. Dan, I'm sorry, man.
You're good, bro.
Thank you for having me on the show, brother.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for coming on. We'll be in touch. I'll be in touch and probably get you on here in about a month or two.
Okay,
we'll get
man.
You back. We'll get you back on for sure. Here. All right, cool.
Appreciate you, Dan.
Later, bro. Ah, nice. Great conversations. Comedian Rich Morgan, everyone. I do want to thank you guys for tuning in, pressing that play button if you're not watching live. But tune in. We're off next week because next week is my birthday. I turned 41 years old. Fucking old as shit. It's getting too old, damn old. But it's fun. That's why I do this, because this is fun. And I can sit on my ass and crack jokes and talk to cool people. But anyways, the week after that, here we go. The week after that, it's April 15th. We do have recording artist Blackbird coming on. We're gonna talk some music. Maybe he'll drop a single. I don't know. I've been talking to him. Maybe he's gonna give me a video. I don't know. If he does, he does. If he doesn't, oh well. We'll make the best of it anyways. And then after that, April 22nd, we have representing Saginaw, Michigan. That's right. Recording artist Astray coming on. So look out for that. Looking forward to this episode. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Like, share, subscribe, all that good jazz. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. Later. Peace.